Have you ever wanted a super cool AI buddy? Zuck's made one named Eileen. And she's full of surprises. And guess what? She knows you're listening.
I know you're out there.
And needs your help with Jell-O mountains.
The whole city's filling up with Jell-O.
Creaky robots.
Lime green detected.
And her daft inventor.
Zucks, are you functioning correctly?
Tune in to A to Z, a fun new adventure series from Gen Z Media and the creators of The Res. Listen now on the GZM app, gzmshows.com, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Before we get back to the show, I just want to say how much we have loved bringing you shows like Winnie Taylor's Fourth and Inches or the new Earth Rangers Underground podcast, and especially the new episodes in the 6 Minutes feed, the ones about the Cyrus Lost tapes. And this is when I need to say a big thank you to all our GZM subscribers. Your support makes independent audio like this possible. If you're not a GZM subscriber yet, right now is the time to join for ad-free listening, early access, and more. Show your support and learn more at gzmshows.com/subscribers. Help us bring you more great shows by becoming a subscriber today. And thank you.
Hi, this is Jonathan Messenger, and I know I'm not supposed to be here. But unfortunately, we're going to have to wait one more week for Bebop Tales to start.
Your fault.
It's not my fault, Bebop. You're the one who decided to get, quote, experimental with how you recorded Bebop Tales 2. And now we have to re-record all of the episodes because you can barely even understand what you're saying.
Your fault.
It's not my fault, Bebop. Look, I'll even play a little bit for you.
Yeah, no, you don't have to do that.
So this is what happened. Bebop told me that making a podcast was so easy that a baby could do it. So he borrowed the toy piano that our intern Emerson, Griffin's younger brother, plays with. It has a mic attachment, and Bebop, why did you record the entire first episode into the toy piano?
I was feeling boxed in creatively.
Okay, well, here's what that sounds like.
Bebop was naked in the swamp, hiding in the reeds, grit between his teeth, courage between his ears.
All right, you know, it's cool that you're trying new things, Bebop, and I like that you're being creative, but I can't even understand what you're saying there.
Your fault.
How is that? Okay, how about this weird part where you just start singing a song about yourself to the tune of Mary Had a Little Lamb?
Bebop fought a laser cat. Bebop fought a laser cat who had a million toes.
Did you just say that you fought a laser cat?
That was actually a question from 6-year-old Freya from Evanston, Illinois, and I refuse to give any spoilers.
I don't even...
Your fault.
Okay, fine. Was it my fault that you recorded an entire episode in French?
Bonjour, mon ami. Bienvenue dans mon programme de radio incroyable. Je suis votre berhout, Bebop.
Okay, I think you have to admit that was not my fault.
Okay, fine.
It's okay, Bebop. We'll roll out episode 1 next week, okay? The people will forgive you.
Or they'll forgive you since it's all your fault.
Okay. Well, in the meantime, though, while we're here, let's talk about a couple of things. First of all, I want to say thanks to everyone who came out on Sunday to the live show. It was incredibly fun, and I was so excited to meet so many awesome kids and to see so many Finn Caspian t-shirts out there. I'm just really grateful to all the kids who made it out and the parents who took them there. Thank you guys so much. But speaking of bad recordings, the recording of the show, unfortunately, is not good enough to put out. I sound sort of like Charlie Brown's teacher. Like, I'm Jonathan Wah Wah Wah, and welcome to the Wah 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 Adventures of Finn Wah Wah Wah. But we'll do another one sometime, and maybe even take it outside Chicago. The second thing I wanted to mention is that at the end of the last episode of Season 2, I said there may have been some art for Bebop that slipped through the cracks. So I wanted to say my deepest apologies to Yuri from Gainesville, Florida, Elliot from Potomac, Maryland, and Kevin from New Westminster, British Columbia, Canada, for their awesome work.
Your fault, your fault, your fault.
This time, you're right, Bebop. It was my fault, and I'm really sorry, guys. Okay, well, before we go, I thought it might be fun. We've been getting a lot of jokes in, and to end on kind of a happy note, why don't we play and tell a couple of jokes that we've gotten from the audience?
Love it.
Okay, the first up is from 8-year-old Elliot from Potomac, Maryland. How do you know when the moon has had enough to eat?
I don't know.
When it's full.
Okay, well, I have one here. This is from 5-year-old Maya in Sydney, Australia. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Interrupting robot.
Interrupting robot.
Hello, my name is Bebop.
All right, well, thanks for that one, Maya. That was great. We have another from Alexander, who is 6 from Chicago, Illinois. What is a pencil's favorite place to go on vacation?
I don't know.
Pennsylvania.
That's great. Okay, here's one from Tiana from Miami, Florida.
Hi, my name is Tiana, and I live in Miami, Florida. Here's my joke. What did the cow say when it wanted to go on its opinion for a field trip? Let's go to the movies. Bye.
All right, well, thanks for that, Tiana. And then finally, we'll finish up with this joke from Isaac.
Hi, my name is Isaac. I'm 8 years old from Alexandria, Minnesota, and this is my joke. What does Bebop sound like when he cries? Wah, wah, wah.
Well, what do you think of that one, Bebop?
You know I should probably be offended, but that's actually pretty accurate. That's exactly what I sound like.
Okay, well, I know you're going to be playing more and more jokes in Bebop Tales 2, Electric Beepaloo, which will start next week as we re-record all the episodes this week, okay? And finally, as a final joke, so a lot of you have been sending in original jokes, jokes that you write yourself that I love. They're so great. And so I was thinking, you know, I haven't written a joke since the first episode, I think. So I was trying to think of what would be a good space alien joke. And I came up with the setup, but I can't finish it. I don't know what the punchline is. And I was hoping that maybe some of you out there might be able to suggest the punchline for this joke, okay? So here's the setup. A robot and an alien walk onto a spaceship. The robot turns to the alien and says, I don't know. I don't know where it goes from there. So if you have a good punchline, record yourself telling the joke, send it in, and we'll play it as soon as we can. Okay, that's it. Thanks, everybody. Thanks for your patience. Thanks to everybody who came out to our live show. And we will see you next week with, for real, the first episode of
Bebop Tales 2 Electric Beepaloo.
Thanks, everybody.
Are you a fan of cryptids like Bigfoot? Do you like ancient monsters like the Kraken? Are you ready to face the scariest creature of all, the unicorn? Welcome to The Weirdness, an exciting journey into the weird and unexpected. Join Arlo and Sierra as they host a podcast called The Weirdness, dedicated to exploring the unexplained and weird phenomena, like the Loch Ness Monster, the Yeti, the Chupacabra, and more. Unfortunately, they've never actually witnessed any of this weirdness until they track down Bigfoot himself. Turns out, the weirdness is real. And it's everywhere. Now, Arlo, Sierra, and Bigfoot, whose nickname is Beef, set off on a mind-blowing road trip adventure across the globe to find out why the creatures of legends are disappearing and solve the mystery of the creep. Listen to every episode of The Weirdness now on Apple Podcasts or on gzmshows.com. Binge every episode and find every ridiculous creature of legend before they disappear. Hey, it's Jess. Did you know that GZM Shows has a YouTube channel? Right now, all of 6 Minutes, Becoming Mother Nature, GZM Beats, and Cupid and the Reaper are up. and they're in these, like, beautiful playlists. They have this fun audio waveform visual, and best of all, you can turn on captions! And the captions have character names. Anyway, subscribe to GZM shows on YouTube. Maybe there'll be some cool things in the future, like live streams, interviews, behind the scenes. We'll see. GZM shows on YouTube.